From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS claims responsibility in the London terror. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack near the British Parliament in London, which killed five people and ended when an officer shot dead the attacker. A statement posted on IS news agency said the attacker was a soldier of Islamic State, but ISIS did not indicate that it assisted in the planning or the execution of the attack, saying the man had responded to the terror group's call to attack civilians and the military in countries allied with the U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS. Prime Minister Theresa May, in comments to Parliament about the attack, said the man responsible was born in Britain and was once investigated by the country's MI5 intelligence agency in relation to concerns about violent extremism. Parliament reopened its doors today, of course. Labour MP Harriet Harman.
We will not allow a backlash of Islamophobia. Everybody will get on with their business. So it succeeded in taking some innocent lives, but it will not succeed as an act of terrorism.
Tom Sanderson, who directs the Transnational Threats Program at the Washington-based Centers for Strategic and International Studies, says the UK has been a frequent terrorist target.
They are, next to the United States, at the vanguard of the counter ISIS movement. They are very effective on the ground and in the air over Iraq and Syria. They are clearly an adversary in the minds of ISIS and other jihadi Salafi groups. So the appeal to the target is clear and unmistakable.
Tom Sanderson said the West is good at clearing spaces for terrorists, but what fills those spaces is equally important, and durable solutions won't come, he said, as a result of military action alone. This is VOA News. Former Russian lawmaker Denis Voronenkov was shot dead in Kyiv on Thursday in a likely contract killing ordered by Russia, that according to Ukrainian police. Voronenkov fled to Ukraine last year fearing for his safety and testified in a treason case against Ukraine's pro-Russia former president Viktor Yanukovych. Ukraine's general prosecutor said Voronenkov's testimony in the case likely led to his death. Police said Voronenkov was standing outside of a hotel in central Kyiv when the assailant shot and killed him. His bodyguard was also wounded but returned fire and hit the gunman. As Syrian talks are set to resume in Geneva on Thursday, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its support by airdropping local ground forces near the IS-held town of Tabqa in northern Syria. And as part of the campaign to liberate the nearby city of Raqqa from IS occupation, Stephen Zunis is a University of San Francisco analyst.
This is the most direct involvement the United States has had thus far in Syria, at least in terms of having forces on the ground.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said coalition airstrikes killed and wounded dozens of civilians in the area in recent days. An international children's rights organization warned Thursday that more than 1,100 children per day could drop out of school in 2017, the first day of the new Afghan school year. Save the Children cited ongoing violence and instability, a lack of employment opportunities for parents, and an increase in Afghans forced to return from neighboring Pakistan as prime reasons for the dire prediction. In the meantime, Human Rights Watch said that things aren't going well for the Central African Republic school-wise either. It says that many schools have been looted, occupied, and damaged by armed groups. It said education has become elusive for about one-third of the children in the impoverished and conflict-wracked country. The chairman of the congressional committee looking into allegations of Russia influence in last year's election said Wednesday some of President Donald Trump's communications may have been exposed to incidental surveillance following the election. Congressman Devin Nunes chairs the House Intelligence Committee.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting.
Nunes said none of the surveillance involved Russia. He would like an independent investigation. His Democratic counterpart on the House Intelligence Committee, however, Congressman Adam Schiff, says no need.
There is still no evidence that the president was wiretapped by his predecessor.
Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.